Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
After the breakup of their first band, The Executive, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley formed the new duo act Wham! Back in 1981. Andrew Ridgeley lived at home with his parents after Wham! Made it big, which isn't as lame as it sounds. They were on the road all the time, so it was easier than maintaining his own empty household. One day, Ridgeley needed a wake-up call, so he left a note for his mum on the door. He wrote, "Wake me up, up." He realized he duplicated a word, so he finished the sentence with, "Before you go-go." George Michael saw the note, got a kick out of it, and decided to use it as a song title. George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley met at a boarding school in the early teens. They became friends, and after leaving school, they made a demo and signed an awful recording contract with the independent label Intervision in 1982, and released their debut album, Fantastic. It climbed as high as number 4 on the charts in Britain, and quickly turned the duo into teen idols. Wham! Saw little money from the success of their first album, and were forced to give up most of the revenue generated for the first album in order to opt out of their contract and sign a new deal with Epic Records. A change came in their image for their second album as well, Make It Big. Under the advisement of Andrew Ridgeley, they moved on from their leather-wearing, angry, and somewhat political sound to a fluffy, flashier, friendlier pop sound. George Michael spoke to Q in 1988 about never quite being comfortable with wearing white shorts and all the earrings. Image won over substance with the popularity of MTV, though, and Make It Big went gold in the United States. When the duo split, rumor had it that they were not getting along. George insisted that they ended Wham! For artistic reasons, and that these rumors were started by their former management. After Wham! Broke up, Michael went through an 8-month depression. He realized he completely lost himself. The problem was that he had developed a character for the outside world that wasn't him. So, he made the decision to uncreate the person he had created and become more real. Q, George Michael's iconic faith image. The ripped jeans, leather jacket, and scruffy beard was a return to the early days and image of Wham! It became known to many in the world as his fairy biker look. But George didn't care. He was finally comfortable in his own skin. Here's Wham! Wake me up before you go-go. It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.